Wow. I'm a useless piece of shit. If only the lights were on, I would be able to see how pathetic I look. That mirror off to the side of the bed, which I don't even know I own, would reflect my scrawny, pale arm reaching out into the abyss below, trying to snag my fallen cell phone. Every time I see myself, I think how much I resemble Gollum from Lord of the Rings. I should probably add that my cell phone is also a piece of shit. It's got none of those cool features. It can't even play videos as far as I know. I forget what brand it is. It's whatever my old construction worker buddies used to use on the job. The ones that beeped like walkie-talkies. I only got it because they all had one. I didn't even really like it. And it was expensive. Why did I buy something that I didn't even like? That was so much money. My hands going back and forth across the floor. I found an old tube sock, which has a hole in it. And I can feel some papers. I feel slightly afraid. They've probably some important documents. There are probably some important documents that I should have kept in a folder. If I've even had any folders. And they likely weren't meant to be folded. Let alone frayed. The phrase piece of shit is too kind of a label for me. My arm is wrapped around the bottom of the bed, reaching as far underneath as it can go. I could just get out of bed, turn on the bedroom lights, and look under there for this lousy cell phone. But instead, I'm straining my frail body and pushing it to the limits it can't possibly go to. It feels like my twig of an arm is just going to snap off. I've come across what seems like an old chewed up dog bone. My dog's been dead for 7 months. This means I'm not only way behind on vacuuming, but cleanliness in general. When was the last time I showered? Has it been 3 days already? It could have been four. My hand has come across crumbs, and I still haven't made the effort to just get up and put on the lights. There's a flashlight that's closer to the bed than the light switch for the salt lamp. There's a flashlight closer to the bed than the light switch for the ceiling lamp. Even that feels like too much effort. At this point, I don't even know why I'm still rummaging around for this deplorable cellular device. I'm not even going to find it. I'll probably keep stretching my bony body trying to locate it. All to no avail. I'm fine with spending another meaningless 5 minutes doing what I'm doing. After all, it's pitch black and no one can see me. Oh,